Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's kick things off this hour. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them. But let's go to the drug czar's office. It's been a little while since we've paid a visit to old John P. Walters. According to Reading.com, I believe a newspaper in Reading. The nation's top anti-drug official said people need to overcome their reefer blindness and see that illicit marijuana gardens are a terrorist threat to the public health and safety.
Why would he overuse that terminology? Just for why would he do it?
It's scary. People are scared of terrorism, so now we're going to scare them away from that marijuana. Right? You're going to put down your joint because John P. Walters said that marijuana growers are terrorists.
I just don't understand.
He says it's a terrorist threat. The garden itself is a terrorist threat to the public's health and safety, as well as to the environment. Did you know that, Mark? These marijuana plants are terrorist threats to the environment.
It's ludicrous.
So, that if you believe in God, and I don't, but if you believe in God, then you believe that God put all of the plants that are currently on this earth here.
Right.
So, did God mean to make a terroristic plant when he made marijuana?
This is crazy talk. This man has blown all credibility that he ever had.
Now, that wasn't a quote from him, okay? We're going to get to some quotes here in a moment. That's the top paragraph in the article. John P. Walters, President Bush's drug czar, said the people who plant and tend the gardens are terrorists who wouldn't hesitate to help other terrorists get into the country with the aim of causing mass casualties. Walters made the comments at a Thursday press conference that provided an update on the Operation Alesia marijuana eradication effort. Now, I've known a couple of people that have grown some marijuana plants. Nothing huge, just, you know, that's their personal hobby, basically. And they're not terrorists. They were personal friends of mine.
Not hurting anyone?
They never, ever would have hurt anyone. In fact, the reason they grew the marijuana was so they could share it with their friends. Because sharing hurts people? I don't know. Continuing the story. He says, don't buy drugs. They fund violence and terror. Well, now, maybe. That might be true. In that there are these big criminal gangs out there that are running kilos and hundreds of kilos of cocaine and heroin all around the world, importing them to America and other countries and selling them, you know, getting them sold out to mid-level and low-level distributors and eventually to the street level.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going on, and there are indeed gangs, and bad people are involved. No doubt about it. But the fact is, the reason they could possibly fund violence and terror in the first place is because drugs are illegal. As soon as drugs are re-legalized, which hopefully will happen sometime in our lifetime, as soon as drugs are re-legalized, you immediately take them out of the hands of criminals and gangsters, and you put them back into the hands of the pharmacy owners, of business owners in America,
gardeners,
the convenience store owners, the same places where all the other drugs that are legal you can purchase. When you go and buy aspirin at the store, does that fund violence and terrorism? Because it's a drug, too. Aspirin's a drug, just like NyQuil's a drug. Are Procter & Gamble, are, you know, Bausch & Lomb, or whoever making these drugs, Merck, are they funding terrorism?
No,
they are not. They're funding more research and development. They're expanding their businesses and paying bribes to the FDA. But that's a whole other story.
The FDA would be the closest thing that you could claim terrorism on these folks for supporting that.
After touring gardens raided this week in Shasta County, Walter said the officers who are destroying the gardens are performing hard, dangerous work in rough terrain. He said growers have been known to have weapons, including assault rifles. These people are armed. They're dangerous, he said. He called them violent criminal terrorists. Because there are those, you know, nonviolent, nice terrorists or something. How many just nasty words can they throw together in a string? Is anybody really believing this nonsense? Does somebody out there really believe that? Look, the guys have guns because they are black market people. They have to protect their crop. That crop is worth, depending on how many plants there are, each plant can deliver up to a certain amount of marijuana, and that's got a certain street value, and a good crop of marijuana can net you several hundred thousand, if not a few million dollars.
Good size, yeah.
So are you just going to have that crop sitting out there for somebody else, one of the competing gangs to stumble across, or somebody to randomly find and take all your marijuana from you? No, you're going to put people out there. If you're a serious drug distributor, you're going to have guys camping out. But because number one, you have to have them there to tend the farm. You've got to have them there to pull out the female or to pull out the males.
Males.
So they don't pollinate the females. So you don't have seedy marijuana, which of course is very difficult to do outdoors. But it takes a lot of tending of these plants. So they have to have people on the scene. Anyway, Walters, whose official title is Director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, said too many people write off marijuana as harmless. He says, we kind of have a reefer blindness, he said. Well, we talked about this last night, and marijuana is pretty darn close to harmless. It's certainly no alcohol on its level of harm. It's no cigarette on its level of harm. Cigarettes have been found to cause, you know, use of cigarettes long-term has been found to contribute towards lung cancer. Marijuana has not.
Nope.
No one has ever died.
It's got to be an irritant to your lungs. It can't be good for your lungs. But for one thing, we can't study it properly anyway.
And that's not marijuana's fault. That's the fault of the person who's putting a torch to plant matter and inhaling it into their lungs. They could go buy a vaporizer if they want.
They could.
And then there's no more smoke. Walters said, apparently no arrests have been made in the 4 days of the raids, opening leg of what the county sheriff has promised will be at least two straight weeks of daily raids. Really cracking down. Must not be any murderers to catch in Shasta County. He said suspects have been hard to find because their familiarity with the terrain makes it easy for them to flee quickly. And I'd like to point out that it's very interesting to me that you have a whole crop of marijuana plants. It could be worth, let's just say, $1 million. Pretty valuable crop of plants.
Yeah.
And it's valuable enough that you will post men there to take care of the plants, but if cops come, those men will run away. They aren't interested in going to jail.
No, the cops will put them in jail. Who wants that?
Right, and they're not interested in dying over marijuana plants. So they're still not that valuable, right? Because if they really were that valuable, then I'd have a man up on the nearest hill looking down over top of the plants with a sniper rifle, plinking off the cops as they arrived.
Well, it's not that valuable.
That's what I'm telling you. If it were that valuable, that's what I would do. And these cops are damn lucky that those black marketeers don't think the way that I do.
But they don't think if it was valuable enough, they would. I mean, if this was a cocaine field or something like that.
And they don't have those in America too much.
No, so not that I've ever heard of.
Anyway, these cops are lucky that they have such an easy job. Although crews doing the raids are using Black Hawk and other helicopters to drop in on some of the gardens, the sheriff said they don't want to give the growers any warning of a raid. He said, we try to move in under stealth. Operation Elisa raids had resulted in the yanking of 68,000 young marijuana plants from public lands in Shasta County. Raids have been conducted here and there, blah, blah, blah. The operation is being led by the sheriff's office. With the blitz of marijuana gardens around Shasta County, he said officials hope to not only get rid of the pot, but also win back the land for the public that owns it. The public doesn't own the land. That's just fantasy. The government owns the land, and it just sits there. So, who cares if someone grows marijuana on it? What do you mean you're going to win back the public land?
Right, even if the public could go traipsing about on it. I mean, it's not like they're staying out of it for any reason.
Just nonsense.
I don't support these people growing their marijuana on government land.
Well, if it were
legal. They should grow it on their own.
If it were legal, they could. But the problem, the problem is, though, Mark, if they grow it on their own land and they get caught, then their land will be seized. So, with the whole asset forfeiture law, if you get caught with marijuana, they can take your car. If you get caught growing marijuana, they can take your entire property from you. So, wise marijuana growers, the real serious marijuana growers, not just the hobbyists in their closet, the serious players are not going to grow it on their own land. They'd be fools to do that. Brittany Weingard, a regional forester for the Forest Service Pacific Southwest region, says 28,000 acres believed to house illegal marijuana grows on national forest land throughout the state would cost more than $300 million to revive. Hey, that means they can increase their budget next year. You know, maybe this whole war on drugs thing isn't so bad after all. Maybe we... Huh, you see, where it is that these government people don't want to end the war on drugs? This is a cash cow. Not only is it a cash cow for the DEA and local law enforcement, but apparently the Forest Service gets to pay hundreds of millions of your dollars to clean it up. More on the way.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 26, 2007, gold 777.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 801.21, 394.95 for half, 197.48 for quarter. That's 801.15, 394.95, and 197.48. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. The bulletin board system is available for you with over 250,000 posts. Lots of stuff to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. So, no more about this drug war thing. We certainly talk about that enough on this program. Let's shift focus to yet another useless federal agency. We were talking about the ONDCP, the DEA. Don't forget about FEMA. Talk about one of the most useless agencies out there.
FEMA is almost such a too easy of a target, and today they've gone ahead and made it just a little bit easier.
Well, you know why it's such an easy target is because it's just more visible. The things they do, their bureaucratic ways, the nonsense that they engage in, just the BS, it's just more visible. It just gets paid more. There's more attention paid to FEMA than many other agencies. If we could see the inner workings of the other federal bureaucracies, like the CIA or the NSA, they'd probably also be laughably inept and incompetent, but they're much more secretive, so they're not as easy to poke fun at.
Even the FBI, the ones that just deal with a smaller segment of the public, like
welfare
and that kind of thing. No one's going to believe. No, if they don't read this for themselves, they are not going to believe us when I read the story. It absolutely. They're going to call us liars. This is the craziest thing you've ever heard. ABCnews.com, okay? From ABC News. It doesn't get any bigger than that. Well, the title of it is FEMA Apologize After Sham News Conference. It looked like any other Washington press briefing, with a public affairs official walking up to a podium, introducing a government official, and kicking off a press conference. But what happened next raised the ire of news media and ticked off the Bush administration officials. Because, of course, Bush administration, they didn't have anything to do this. They can't believe FEMA would do this.
Right.
Now, I would believe that. How in the world anybody who authorized this could be so stupid is beyond me.
Hmm.
But, anyway, let me go on.
Yes.
Tuesday, the Federal Emergency Management Agency announced it was holding a news conference to answer reporters' questions about the federal agency's emergency response to the Southern California wildfires. The agency gave reporters just 15 minutes' notice to attend. Those members of the media who called in via phone lines could listen to the event, but were not able to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
FEMA's Deputy Administrator Harvey Johnson conducted the event like a regular press briefing, answering those in attendance that FEMA, the agency that performed so poorly in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, was responding well to this disaster in Southern California.
Sure.
The report basically is that we're doing fine, doing a pretty good job, Johnson told the audience. The event went smoothly, that is, until the news media discovered that the press conference wasn't exactly a press conference at all. Unlike most press briefings, this one was missing a key component. Members of the press. No reporters, no problem for FEMA. The agency filled the press room with its own public affairs personnel who asked questions. It looked real enough for cable networks to briefly air the live event. I'll be glad to take some of your questions, Johnson said. Are you happy with FEMA's response so far? One of the FEMA staffers said. I'm very happy with FEMA's response so far, Johnson replied.
Right.
And so it went for more than 10 minutes without any journalists.
The existing state of the mainstream media is pretty dismal as is. They're not very good at questioning the government. They're not very good at throwing out hardball questions because they don't want to be excluded. See, if you hardball the government too much, then they'll revoke your media permit. And
right, you just don't
back.
Get to ask any more questions.
Right, but
so, Mr. Johnson, is FEMA, would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, as completely inept as they were during Katrina? Or, you know, on a 1, not quite so inept? Which is it? You know, how would you... I don't know. It's ludicrous.
Well, right. So,
And by the way, I'd like to say the response to the Southern California fires, either way, FEMA loses. Because if they do respond well to the fires... Well, if they don't respond well... FEMA's still a bunch of incompetent boobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they do respond well, Well, they're doing it because they're white people. You know? I mean, they cannot win in this particular one.
Well, I don't expect anything out of FEMA because they're just another government agency.
But even if they do okay in this one, what is with the fake press conference? What is
that? They don't
want
any hardball questions.
Apparently, they don't. They call a press conference 15 minutes
right
ahead of time, and then they don't let people ask questions over the phone. Reporters ask questions over the phone.
Even if you're in D.C., you can't get across D.C. in 15 minutes to get to that press conference. Even if you were, you could just clear your schedule right out. Look, we know the mainstream media doesn't really ask the most challenging questions, but from time to time, one does slip in there. And from time to time, the mainstream media will confront a government bureaucrat on something. By stacking the entire room full of their own employees, they guaranteed nothing but softball questions. So if there was something worth covering up going on out in California, they've done a fine job of doing so.
Mm.
The inevitable. You want to continue
the
story?
The inevitable comparisons to Katrina came up during the questioning, giving Johnson an opportunity to tout the agency's improved disaster response. He said, "In lessons learned from Katrina, it's like there's day and there's night." But what are you seeing? What you're seeing now is a very smoothly, very efficiently performing team. After the event was over, FEMA staff members went back to their day jobs, perhaps unaware of the fallout to come. I don't know how they could be unaware of the fallout to come. The whole idea that you would stage a press conference with your own people and lob softballs at your boss, and that's not going to be any problem. I like the next in quotations, inexcusable and offensive. Yeah, that's how I feel. Over the next few days, the incident became fodder for news blogs. Friday, a spokeswoman for the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees FEMA, said Secretary Michael Chertoff was not pleased with the decisions made by agency staff. This is simply inexcusable and offensive to the Secretary Chertoff that such a mistake could have been made, said Laura Keener.
That's not a mistake. You don't accidentally stock an entire room full of your own staff and pretend to have a press conference.
It's not an accident.
That's no oopsie.
Well, yeah, it's not an accident.
That's calculated.
It's a calculated, but you can make a calculated mistake. You can have made a bad decision. It's still a mistake, Ian.
I see what you're saying. The decision to calculate that was a mistake is what you're saying.
Right.
Gotcha.
And I think that's fair.
It's a mistake because they got caught.
Yeah, I'm just baffled by this. I can't believe that they would have thought. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, we've made it clear stunts such as this will not be tolerated or repeated. Keener noted that the department is looking into the possibility of reprimanding FEMA staff.
Okay, stop right there. Now, doesn't that contradict? We have made it clear stunts such as this will not be tolerated or repeated. Now, you think if they were to make that clear, they would be doing something more than looking into the possibility of reprimand. I love government doublespeak. I love the just nonsense words that they added.
We have given them a vicious tongue lashing.
Right.
They'll not sit right for weeks.
Right. That's all a reprimand is necessarily. It's just, hey, don't do that again. I suppose it could come with some level of punishment, but that's not what they're talking about. They're not even talking about reprimanding them. They're talking about looking into, which is something that you sort of consider.
The possibility of reprimanding.
Right. So it wasn't enough to say we're looking into reprimanding them. You had to add that possibility in there to make it even more useful.
It's going to have to blow up even much farther for anybody to get fired.
No one will ever get in trouble for this. It's going to blow over, and then everybody will forget about it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We got John, Mark, and your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. Live streams included. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Waiting for you free at freetalklive.com.
Does your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
So, we're going to get to the phone calls here in a moment, but I wanted to just put out one more thought about this FEMA story. FEMA held a press conference. They faked the press conference entirely.
They stuffed it entirely with their staffers.
Now, they did announce it, but it was only 15 minutes before it was actually going to happen, so there was no way anybody from the press could possibly have shown up.
And that was the intent.
Right. So they
sounds like it.
Right. They didn't want any challenging questions about their reaction to the fires out in California. So they stuffed it with their own staff members who asked a bunch of softball questions, and then the conference ended. Eventually, word got out that nobody who was invited ended up being able to make it, and so now they're apologizing for it. They're trying to save face.
Well, these reporters that work with reporters all the time probably are asking themselves, who are those people?
Yeah, where's so-and-so?
What news organization is that girl from?
Yeah, exactly. So they got caught red-handed, and now they've issued a statement of apology. But what I found interesting here, and What sort of struck my notice during the break as I was reading over this article again, it says at the very end here that FEMA released a statement of apology Friday afternoon. In the statement, one of their directors, Mr. Johnson or whoever, said FEMA is reviewing its procedures to ensure that future communications with the press are straightforward and transparent. Now, wait a minute. Did something change in their procedures? Did they have a procedural change in the way they hold their press conference within the last few days? Why do they need to go and review their procedures? What in their procedures is different now than was different before? Why is this even part of what they're doing? Look, you give people notice. Why does there need to be a review of procedures here? This is how bureaucrats work.
And this is what they talk about.
We need to form a task force to investigate why this press conference was held today and review the procedures and sit down and look at this and we'll come back with an answer in 6 months.
As though this wasn't, somebody typed up in the employee's handbook there at FEMA, we have a new way of handling press conferences. We fake it. No, this was somebody's bad idea. Let's assume it just happened one time. Let's go ahead and assume the impression that we've been given in the story is that this has never happened in any other government agency, has never happened with FEMA. This is the first time ever that a press conference has been faked and staffed with fake journalists. Let's assume that. This was just somebody's bad idea. This wasn't typed up. What do we need to, we have to ensure that future communications and review the procedures.
Right.
Bureaucratic gobbledygook.
This is what they spend their time on, reviewing, and don't forget the quote from earlier where the Laura Kenher, who is the spokes bureaucrat for the Department of Homeland Security, they've made it clear that stunts like this won't be tolerated or repeated. And they're looking into the possibility of reprimanding the FEMA staff. That's all. They're going to get a reprimand after they're finished looking into that possibility. Right?
Well, I love the looking into the possibility part.
Right.
It's as vague as it possibly could be.
And don't forget, they're going to look
into the possibility.
And you see language like this everywhere in government. And here's proof, okay? I believe that they have... I'm hypothesizing this right now. I just thought of this during the break. There is some sort of book somewhere that is handed out to government people. Mm-hmm. When you get a spokesperson job for government or you're a government representative, there's a book of very carefully constructed phrases of bureaucratic nonsense.
Looking
like
into
that.
The possibility.
I will prove it, okay? Because then there's another quote in this article from the director of FEMA or whoever it is, Johnson, quote, "We can and must do better and apologize for this error in judgment." I thought that sounded familiar. So I went to Google, and I typed in
we can and must do better. Okay.
And sure enough, now you have to get through the existing articles about this one story, so you got to keep going in a few pages, and then you'll find, now it's not FEMA, but I typed in FEMA as well just to narrow it down, so I typed in that quote and then FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
In an article from 2005 on CNN, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Senator Harry Reid in a joint statement said, blah, 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 FEMA, blah, blah, blah. At the very end, it says, "The American people need answers from independent experts outside the political arena to learn from the past and prepare and protect our nation and our communities in the future. We can and must do better." Change over to the webpage of U.S. Congressman Alcee L. Hastings, also talking about FEMA, FEMA's current limitations and the flood zones and the glades, they'll however leave residents with no solution to their regulations. We can and must do better. There must be some sort of class. There has to be some sort of guidebook out there for these people.
I'd like to say that was brilliant, Ian. It really was. The whole idea that you could type in that phrase and come up with it, it's hilarious.
But let's look at the phrase. Remember, we looked at the other phrase pretty deeply. We can and must do better. No, they can't. They really can't do that much better. They're the government. They don't have any incentive to do better. It's okay for them to say that.
Well, you're right. The incentive is the embarrassment at this point. But if this was done by a private company, think for a second. If this was done by a private company, I'm sorry, it seems to me that somebody's job would be lost. several people's jobs
but
would be lost.
If they didn't do better, they'd go out of business, which the government won't ever do.
Right,
not
because
go
the government
away.
Fails, they get more money. Business fails, they get less. Business is incentivized to do better. Government is incentivized to, in fact, do worse.
Right, so they can't really do better. But what they can do is keep repeating that phrase whenever they get caught red-handed doing something awfully bad. So you just repeat that phrase, and then everybody thinks, oh, okay, they'll get it right next time. When in fact they'll fail again and again. Well, they must do better? By what? I mean, by what factor?
Yeah.
Who says they must do better?
They don't have
there's
to do
no,
better. They're not going to do better.
Zero accountability. And as you said, there's a built-in factor that encourages them to not do better. Because if they fail, then they get hundreds of millions or more dollars the next year. Mm. Absurd. And you know what? That was just me doing a little bit of research on Google during a break. I bet if somebody wanted to spend an hour looking for that phrase from government people, they could probably compile a list 20 pages long. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. Talk to John in Winnipeg. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. John in Winnipeg. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I better just quickly comment on your comments regarding the statement from FEMA, we can and must do better.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things you should think about. You're arguing that they're being inept. Well, I hardly believe that's the case. When you think about it, they would have had to have asked these people to get together with more than a leeway time of 15 minutes, so they probably had this thing all planned out. And then
I agree with you. They definitely planned this, but in general, when they're responding to disaster and that sort of thing, they're very...
And his question is, how are we doing? That's like a punch in the face to America. That's an enemy of your freedom, because he wants to mislead you. And like I've called you guys before, justice is freedom, and I know it's scary, but you guys got to fight for what's right in this world. The reason I'm calling is I've read about this thought control bill that they just passed. Have you guys looked at this at all?
Is this a Canada thing? You're calling from Winnipeg.
Well, it's been quoted as the thought crime bill. It overwhelmingly passed the Senate, I suppose it is, or more than 400 congressmen, I think the total is. It's a bill that will... put people in prison who are, quote, promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence.
Mm.
Now, this bill is just like the bill that you guys had before, where Bush could imprison anybody who undermines freedom for Iraqis. Well, that's every single American who goes silent over knowing that you're paying South African death squad goons or members of mercenary forces to gun down people indiscriminately that we have on videotape, and you do nothing of it. So, I mean, when they passed that bill, those were the arguments made then. The arguments made today on this is the same thing. Like, who is doing that? Who's promoting an extremist belief, facilitating ideologically based violence? Well, that's your Mr. Bush Jr., because he gives you guys no evidence. You guys don't form your conclusions as independent thinkers. You go by...
When you're saying you guys, you mean the American people in general.
Well, all people are affected by suggestion to one degree or another.
Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated treatment for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe. And I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. We look for shortcuts everywhere. Online buying, TV dinners, blow-dry hairstyles. I know a 20-minute automotive preventive maintenance trick that'll save time and money when I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. An ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. Yes, 20 minutes of driving could be worth days in the shop. Why? Driving your car just a couple of miles, especially in cold weather, doesn't produce enough heat to burn the moisture that forms internally. This unevaporated moisture contaminates oil and sticks to engine parts, increasing wear and tear. To prevent damage, drive at least 20 minutes at 50 miles an hour every week. Another ounce of prevention? Change oil and filter every 3,000 miles. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever you want to be kept in the loop, whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue with the phone calls and go to, I believe, Mark. Yes, Mark in Jacksonville. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to congratulate Mark on impending fatherhood.
Yes, it's happening.
And you're going to love it. It's awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
Ian,
yeah.
I want to say the good part for Ian now.
Okay.
As a new father myself, my son's 6 months old,
mm-hmm.
I have never worked harder at my job than what I do now.
What do you do now?
Well, I'm still doing the same job I've been doing the whole time, but I just work harder at it.
Well, because you have to have more money coming in, right?
Of course, of course. So, you know, I guess for you that means that Mark will be working even harder than he currently works.
Hey, that is a good thing. Great point.
Ian would have to actually be awake during the day to know that.
That's not fair.
Oh, wow. I know. He's shut in, too. I know. But
yeah, that's right. Sure.
But I just wanted to say for Mark, he's going to work harder than ever and not even care a bit. He's going to be happy to do it every day. So
well, I do work every day. I can't imagine how much more I'm going to work, but we'll see.
You are going to work harder, and you're never going to believe you could have worked harder.
That is
every
fantastic.
Single day. And as far as diaper changes at night, I don't care. My wife gets up one time, I get up one time. We split. Because she's got him all day long. She's a stay-at-home mom. She does it all day long. She works really hard. So we switch off when we have to get up with him at night.
Right now, Mark's
not going
to stay at home. Mark's going to be a stay-at-home dad, I think. Right? You're going to be home pretty much all day.
And I happen to work at home, but see, this was the my main concern with the whole operation is that I have no intention of. There's no way that you can consider my job, which brings in more money than her job, where she goes out and quote unquote works. You know, and I stay home. She's gonna have to come up with something. I'm not gonna. I can't spend the time.
Right,
because
if you're raising
a
kid, then you can't be working that
right.
hard.
I need to make telephone calls, and that's not gonna work.
Mark,
you'll get up at night. You won't care.
Mm. I bet
you will not care. I don't care a bit that I have to get up at night. Yeah, I'm tired a little bit the next day.
Yeah, but you didn't have the agreement.
Working this hard.
Mark's got an agreement with his wife that says he doesn't have to get up at night. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to.
He's not going to care. He's going to want to get up.
Do you think she's going to try to persuade
him? Some guys say that. Some guys absolutely say that.
Do you think she's going to try to persuade him to get up?
No, the baby will persuade him to get up. Guarantee it. I want to spend as much time as I can with my son, and it's incredible. Every
right,
day
Mark.
Just gets better.
Thanks for sharing. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. We'll see how it turns out for you, Mark. Let us know.
A lot of guys say the same thing. I certainly don't know.
Let's continue with the phone calls and go to Will in Hawaii on the amplifier line. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
I'm a few days behind in the podcast, so I don't know if this has been covered yet. But I just wanted to bring up what I thought is some really creative third-party Ron Paul activism. Mm-hmm. There's this person that's created this website where it's for fundraising. So their goal is to bring in or to get 100,000 people to commit to donating $100 each on a single day, November 5th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which will be basically $10 million if the goal is achieved.
Now, Mark, weren't you on the phone with that guy today? Isn't he going to call the show or something?
He's also a Free State Project member.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
I was talking to him just before the show, and it's a great idea. I would agree with you. And I,
what's the website?
It's November 5th?
Yeah, thisnovember5th.com, and 5th is the number, numeral 5.
5-T-H.
Right.
Super.
Novemberfifth.com.
Will, any other thoughts?
Nope, that's it. I just wanted to bring that up to the audience.
Are you one of the pledgers?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Second call on that we've gotten this week. People must be excited, huh?
Yeah, people. I think it's a good idea. That's why they're excited.
800-259.
Plus, we've got the whole Guy Fawkes thing.
Yeah, we do love Guy Fawkes. 1-800-259-9231. As we continue, it's just not violent like Guy Fawkes was. And as we continue with Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Hey.
I just wanted you to make a point about what is happening right now with what Jay Rockefeller has done with what he's doing with the oil. I'm going to tell you something. His own family came on the air from Europe on the radio and said, we need to get them all out of office. They said, they're screwing this whole world up. And Jay
the
Rockefeller.
The Rockefellers?
Huh?
Wait,
no,
you're saying the Rockefellers said that? Well,
the Rothschilds.
They said that about the government
people?
Yes,
they did. They came on the air from Europe, and they said, we need to get all the family members out of office. They said, they're screwing the whole world up.
The family members? You mean
yes.
The Rothschild family members?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
So the cabal's been broken. Now the great conspiracy.
There's no more conspiracy, Mark.
Yeah.
It's all over. The new
family,
world order, it's done.
Oh, well.
Well, the thing is,
that's
he doesn't care what he does to anybody. This is for his own pocket. They say he's the most greediest person you'd ever want to know. He doesn't care about anybody but his own pocket. And I've even asked the party to ask him to resign.
Wait. Now, which party is he a member of?
Democrat Party.
Oh.
I thought the
Rothschilds?
Yep.
I thought it was the Rockefellers, Republicans.
Wait,
no,
are we talking about the Rothschilds or the
Democrat. He's a member of the Democratic Party.
Okay. Who is this again?
Jay Rockefeller.
Jay Rockefeller. I thought he was the Rothschilds.
He is a Rothschild.
I don't understand. I thought those were two different families.
No,
what do I know about this super-secret conspiracy?
No, the president, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, GW, Jay Rockefeller, the Kennedys, they're all Rothschilds.
Mm. So they're all members of the same family?
Yes. Matter of fact, all of our presidents have been the same family except for four.
Wow. That's amazing.
See, we are the true Israel here.
Which four?
And so this is why the House of David has ruled the United States like it has.
Okay, whoever that is, the House of David?
Yes, King David.
Yep, King David. Where does he rule over?
Which
is that Saudi Arabia?
He was in, let me tell, don't you know anything about who the Rothschilds are?
Not
I think they're bankers, right? The Rothschilds.
They are children from the house of David. Okay, they're Jesus' children. He had three children. And this is where they come down from.
Wait a minute. Now, how could Jesus have children?
Because he was married. He had a son, Judas. Jesus Justice. He had a son named Judah, and he had a daughter named Sarah.
Now wait a minute. If the seed of Jesus is to spawn a child, wouldn't that child be godlike in some way?
You'd think so, but look at all the 2,000 years of intermarriage. They're all mentally screwed up.
Mm.
So you're saying Jesus' kids are retards? Is that what you're saying?
They are mentally messed up because of all the intermarriage that's been going on for 2,000 years.
You're right. Incest is a nasty, nasty thing, and it does result in
apparently. Yes, it does.
So not even the seed of Jesus is safe from the dangers of incest.
Mm.
Now, wait, was Jesus having sex with his sister or something?
He was married to Mary Magdalene, and she was also from the house of David.
My God.
It's amazing. Paula, thanks for the call.
Okay,
I don't know where else to go with this.
It's good. It was a good Friday night call.
1-800-259-9231.
That crap.
Now, you know, that's actually pretty interesting. If what she's saying is true, and I don't really believe it, and I don't believe the whole conspiracy theory thing in the first place, but she's just debunked the conspiracy theory, right? Like
I don't know that that's necessarily true. The family is splitting. I think we got so confused after that call that we really couldn't.
The Rothschilds and the, what was the other one? Rockefellers.
Rockefellers.
They're in a war together now. The two, they're in a war and they're all in the House of David or something.
Bilderbergers.
If you understood that, go ahead and give us a call. 800-259-9231. So, the New World Order, it's over and done with. I guess Alex Jones's new movie, nobody needs to go see it. But I'm going to see it anyway, just because it's fun.
You know, it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's entertaining. All right, 1-800-259-9231. So, still to come here tonight, Mark, you got an email, I think, from one of our listeners who considers himself an anarchist.
Well, I don't know what precisely he considers himself.
You said it's a short email. Why don't you go ahead and read that?
It is a short email. Let me read it to you. I would not venture to speak for him. But it says, anyway, it's from Mobile Digit. Didn't you go from a punk anarchist to a Republican? How did that occur?
You meaning you, Mark.
Me. He was specifically asking me. And I guess in high school, punk might have been the right word. I don't think we particularly liked that word at that time. Hardcore, I think, was the term that they were using. But I wore the T-shirts that said anarchy on them and probably would have claimed to be an anarchist. But really what anarchists are, at that point, they're really communists or that kind of idea that there should be no government and everybody should be equal and blah, blah, blah. But you can't have, anarchy doesn't work in communism. It would fall apart.
So you were really just a socialist that wanted to destroy the current system then, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the problem. There are these people.
And then I went to prison and I got to see what, the people that you would try to be building a society with in anarchy and how it wouldn't work.
There are libertarians that call themselves anarchists, which is, I think, problematic because then you're aligning yourself, whether you mean it or not, with people like socialists. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you concerned?